Hey everybody, thanks so much for tuning in to the latest episode of Witches Talking Tarot. This isn't the latest episode of Witches Talking Tarot, though, because we, as if you are a regular listener, know, we've been having a little bit of audio issues, and last week it seems we got it right. However, I, in my infinite blonde wisdom, believed that there was one more tweak that we should make to get the audio back to perfection. And that was one tweak too many. So the episodes that we recorded this past weekend to air this week were unusable. So we're re-releasing two episodes this week to still give you some content and let you catch up on something maybe you hadn't previously listened to. So right now, please enjoy our season 3 premiere, A Conspiracy of Witches, which is timely from the standpoint of this is the time frame that the Salem Witch Trials in Salem, Massachusetts began back in the 1600s. And there are a lot of posts going out about all of that right now. So it's very timely to just re-release this episode so that you can get the most accurate historical thoughts on the Salem witch trials and the innocent Protestant women, men, and children who tragically lost their lives. So thank you for coming to sit a spell and enjoy.
I'm Maddie.
Yeah, I'm Amber.
And we're Witches Talking Tarot.
We are the weirdos in this
room. Like a song, like a sand and snubble.
Flip the switch and let the cauldron bubble. Sam.
Wow.
Hey everybody, I'm Amber.
And I'm Maddie.
And we're Witches Talking Tarot. Welcome to season 3.
I can't believe we're at season 3.
I know, it's the season 3 premiere. How bougie is that to say?
I know, that's so crazy.
Go us. We rock. We didn't do cupcakes this time.
Oh no.
Oh no. That's okay. We're busy witches.
Right.
Yeah. Tis the season of the witch, and we got a lot of witching to do, so...
Oh my God, it's almost October.
I know.
I'm so ready for October. I'm so ready for fuzzy socks season.
I am ready for fall leaves and the smell of fire smoke.
Amber's chili.
Oh, hell yeah.
I
was just
so
thinking
ready.
About that. I was like, I have to make Maddie chili. Like, it's got to go back to being cool because it was kind of cool. And then it's been hot for 2 days.
I know. So. Yeah, it sucks.
Yeah, it does suck. It does. But, I mean, it's not horrible. Not complaining because winter's going to come around and it's going to be cold as fuck. And then I will complain.
I'm so ready. I love winter. I am a winter witch.
It is painful for me. Like,
The
cold is painful.
I think I said last year, I feel like the fucking Tin Man without his oil fucking can trying to get out of the car. Granted, I was pregnant. I guess I wasn't. I was postpartum, so hopefully it won't be so bad.
Having a little baby you had to carry around. Now you got toddlers to carry around.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
So what are we talking about today, Amber?
Our season 3 premiere. If you listened to the season 2 finale, you know that today we are telling you the real story of the Salem witch trials. Getting rid of the misconceptions about the things you heard, like all those t-shirts that say, "We're the granddaughters of the witches you didn't burn." No, ma'am. No, you're not. Because Salem had no witches burned, for one. And two, no witches were killed in Salem.
Do you think that that references the European witch trials as well? Or do you think it's specific? Because I see it everywhere.
I see it everywhere, especially being sold in Salem. So,
you know what?
Even, like, okay, so the witch trials from Europe, sure, that is applicable. It's not applicable in Salem. So don't sell that shit in Salem. Nobody was fucking burned as a witch in Salem. Not to say that nobody in America was burned as a witch, because I would not be surprised to see that, read that. I didn't look into the other
witch trials. That was exactly what you were reading about.
Yep.
So, like, for me,
I didn't look into the other American witch trials because they were never as mass hysteria related as the Salem ones. But before you say that, this, I've been waiting weeks and weeks as I marinated on this to say this to you, and I wanted to admit it on the air. So when we were, if you haven't listened to the season two, season finale, you gotta go check that out. But Maddie had asked me, like, so you don't think any witches were really burned in
Europe? I'm so happy you're bringing that up, because that's...
No, I don't. Not really. Like, maybe a few got through, but I think the real witches stayed hidden. Mm-hmm. Because, like, the more I've marinated on that question, the more I'm like, probably more witches were burned than I alluded to being able to imagine when we recorded our last episode. However... as, like I said, I marinated in it, and I think probably some real witches did get swept up in the European witch craze, even though they tried to stay hidden as much as possible.
I think, I agree with you, just because the number was so high. I think it was, like 80,000 in Europe. Mm-hmm. Now, I can honestly say in Salem, I don't think a single witch was
burned. No, a single witch was not burned.
No,
not or hanged. We had 14 women and 5 men and 2 dogs.
Bastards.
Who were put to... I know! Oh. They were put to death for witchcraft in Salem during the 1692 mass hysteria.
Yeah, and one guy was actually, like, crushed to death.
Giles Corey,
okay,
crushed to death.
Okay, so I saw that. There was this show, because you know Maddie's the pop culture bitch in this episode. I don't know if any of y'all watched it. It was, like... I don't know. It was on Lifetime. It was like Witches of Salem or something.
Oh, yeah,
shit.
Totally.
Okay, you know
I've
what
watched
I'm talking
it. Oh, yeah.
So they showed the scene where that fucking guy.
Yeah, he's pressed to death. And he's like, more weight, more weight. Fuck you guys. I'm not a witch. Because
oh,
here's
yeah,
the
he
thing.
Did. And the whole
he
time,
did.
Right before he died, he's like, add another or some
yeah,
shit. And
yeah.
Then, oh, my
yeah,
God.
Yeah, because
goosebumps.
He was not a witch. Not a single witch in Salem was put to death in any way, shape, or form. I don't know, the dogs maybe, but they could have just been
probably
like
ate a chicken and
nature familiars.
Off.
Check out our next episode on dog animals.
So my question for
but,
you, like, is it record that that guy said add another, add
yes.
another? Okay, that is record. Okay,
yeah,
I didn't
that's
know if
really
that was
what happened with Giles
Corey.
Okay. That is really what happened with Giles Corey. That is, like, famously what happened. Because
I knew he got pressed to death, so he did say that. Well,
he did.
Awesome.
Yeah, because...
I mean, that's not awesome, but...
Here's the thing about Salem, and it's on the record and everything. This is actual fact. Everybody that signed papers saying, I'm a witch, here are the other people I was, you know, involved in witchcraft with, every single one of them walked free.
Oh, yeah.
The only individuals who were put to death, and this is the ones that were put to death. I'm not talking about the countless victims that died in the deplorable jails.
Yeah, I read about that as well.
Mm-hmm. Like, so many people died in prison. Like, pregnant women died in jail waiting for their witchcraft trials. Like, it was horrible conditions. It was wintertime. So, okay, before I digress into that point, not a single witch was put to death. The only individuals that were hanged were the men and women who professed their innocence and refused to say, I signed a pact with the devil. They were the people who said, I am a holy person. I am following the Bible.
Do you think that's admirable? You
admirable?
Know what the
absolutely.
Admirable.
Well, Do I glorify dying for a cause? No, I do not.
Do you think?
Do
I
think that sticking to your beliefs and refusing to admit to a lie that you know will save your life?
What?
I looked up, but I was still looking at you on the camera. I don't know if that was a glitch in me or a glitch in the camera. I don't know. But that freaked me out because I was talking and looking at the camera, but my face was still looking at you.
Oh, weird. It must have just been like a glitch thing.
Must have. I don't know. It was weird. But,
So the thing is, like, dying for your beliefs, because I'd say that that would be classified as dying for your
beliefs.
I mean,
it would be, but I think it is. They didn't know they were going to be put to death. They didn't know that. Like, there was no, you're going to be put to death if you don't, you know, sign this paper. Or there was no, these people didn't get put to death because they did sign the paper. Like, there was no...
They didn't know. They didn't know.
Like, they didn't know they were martyring themselves. Okay. As Puritans.
So then it's a little less... It's a little yet less admirable because it wasn't intentionally.
Right. Well, no. I mean, I think it's admirable to refuse to lie and compromise your beliefs to try and gain some favor.
Well, and you gotta understand these are Puritans as well. So, like, it's very, like, you should not lie. You should not lie.
Well,
as,
yeah, know, exactly.
And then it's also, like, if I say this, then I'm not only lying, but I'm lying about making a pact with the devil.
Right, you know, because, like, there was a say, like, there was a quote from somebody back in, like, the 1600s that said, like, if you have a conversation with a Puritan individual, they are going to interject into every other sentence a quote from the Bible, or they're going to put a quote from the Bible to go along with every single thing they're saying to you.
Oh, dear God, I know about that.
Well, like, but no, like, to a point of pride for the Puritans, because their entire life was the Bible. So for these people who refused to say, like, the ones that actually died, who refused to say, I was in a pact with the devil, I flew on a broom, I went to a witch's sabbat, I attended a black mass, I agreed to be a servant of the man in black. These people, that was their entire life. If they admitted to witchcraft, like, that would have been selling out everything that their entire existence was based on.
Well, and not only that, it literally says in the Bible, deny me in front of people, I will deny you in front of my Father.
Exactly!
Which is literally saying, if you deny me in front of people, you're going to hell.
Exactly.
So,
and
like,
they were like, they were unwilling. They were unwilling. Mm-hmm. And I do find that admirable because, like, we've talked before where I said I would go to jail for my beliefs. Like,
absolutely.
Would I willingly, like, walk the plank for my beliefs? That's why I was like, I'm not glorifying dying for your beliefs, because that's not something to glorify, but I do find it admirable that they refused to compromise what their entire existence was based around. That said, everybody that was accused of witchcraft and said, I signed a pact with the devil, they were interrogated for hours and hours and hours.
Well, and it's not just physical torture. We're going through fucking psychological torture.
Again, well, that's what I mean. They were interrogated for hours. They had to, if they stumbled over a Bible quote, oh, that proves you're in pact with Satan.
Well, remember we discussed in the European witch trials, check out our last episode, these people, it was almost beat into their head, you actually are evil. And then it's oh, wait, am I evil? You know what I mean? It's like...
No, because, like, they were questioned over and over again. Like, oh, well, how can you prove you're not a witch? How can you prove you're not a witch when there's a seat full of little 12 to 18-year-old girls who are flipping shit... Okay, but okay, so let's talk about
let's talk about
the girls, the accusers, right?
The first accusers, because there's multiple.
Right, there's multiple. Right. But the first accusers were a group of young ladies. They were much younger. After that started, then older women and men came out as accusers as well. And Mercy Lewis was both the accused and an accuser. And then there was another lady who went from...
Back to you.
Yeah, like, she was an she was afflicted. So she was saying, I am being harassed by witches. Mm-hmm. And then she was accused of being a witch. And then she went back to being an afflicted. And I could grab the book and, like, read all their names, but that's not the point. The point is, these young girls at first, they are under this delusion that they are the victims of witchcraft. So, you say those little bitches, but they were these Puritan girls who have no say in jack shit, and they already knew about the Goodwin children, who was a family a couple years ago in that general area. They weren't in Salem Village. They were somewhere else. Mm-hmm. But they were like, oh, we're being attacked by witches, right? So these kids, they know this. These kids live with the local parish pastor named Samuel Paris. And these kids are constantly hearing about everybody in town who is against their dad or uncle, you know. I truly believe that Samuel Paris coached them mm-hmm. because they came from his household, mm-hmm. okay? And so much of the stuff surrounded his household and his family. And I think that he did it from a job security standpoint. But so, like, what I'm saying is, I don't think these girls are, like, at fault. Mm-hmm. I think they fell into a delusion. Like, I truly believe they fell into a delusion, and it grew because when you're a girl in Puritan era, mm-hmm. you don't have a say in shit.
Well,
nobody wants to talk to you. Nobody wants to listen to you.
Right. It's one of those things, I think. Because I was telling Amber earlier when we were talking about this episode, I believe a little bit of everything when it comes to the theories. The mushroom theory, I believe.
It's ergot. It's not an actual mushroom.
It's like a mold, right?
It's a fungus, I'm pretty sure. But it is not an actual mushroom.
Okay,
but
I thought it was like a mold
The chemical components of ergot is where we essentially began our journey into creating,
like, LSD. Okay.
Yeah, like, ergot is natural LSD in a way. Like, that's how my brain
associates. So, the way that I saw it was, like, it was a mold, but it's, like, they say fungus, so...
So, it's, like, if you picture all that white web silica, right? So, like, mm-hmm. their grain is getting wet, and the conditions are just right for this ergot to mm-hmm. grow, and it's a psychedelic, but they don't know that, so they're constantly making food with it. And so, like, the mass hysteria is able to spread out.
So I definitely believe that. I also believe that what you said, they were probably coached into it. It's one of those things where if you lie, you can convince yourself that a lie is true, especially when you're being fed fucking natural LSD.
Absolutely. There were several girls that tried to recant being accusers or afflicted with witchcraft, mm-hmm. and they weren't allowed to. Like, the judges or the people in charge, whatever you want to call them, they were like, no, you're a victim of witchcraft.
They're like, are you sure? I don't feel like it.
No, they were like, no, that's the witch. That's Satan. That's Satan making you believe that. Like, seriously, anybody who tried to be like, no, I don't accuse this person anymore, or no, I didn't actually have something happen to me, they wouldn't listen. But they'll listen to the fact that this person is flying over the fucking courtroom during their interrogation.
Do the laugh, Amber.
Oh my gosh, he's... I can't do it. Yeah, I can't. I'm trying to do it on command. But, like, it was a perfect storm of things, but the socioeconomic situation inside Salem Village itself was the main component that led to everything else. Because, mm-hmm. like, you said that you read that due to, like, the smallpox and the French War yes. and Native American attacks, mm-hmm. like, led to it. But those things weren't really led to the witchcraft scare. It was Samuel Paris mm-hmm. was not getting paid by the town.
It was more he like...
He was their priest, and they were supposed to be setting, like, mm-hmm. paying his livelihood.
Right.
And he's not getting that at all, and he needs everybody to need him.
So, from what I read, that wasn't necessarily, like, the cause or anything like that. That's what made people more susceptible into falling into that delusion, because they were already stressed about all this other shit going on.
I mean, like, you say that, but George Burroughs was one of their former preachers. Mm-hmm. He was the second priest. Like, Samuel Paris was the fourth preacher. I don't think priest is the right word for a Puritan minister. Mm-hmm. Okay, minister. Mm-hmm. Samuel Paris was the fourth minister. George Burroughs was the second minister in Salem
the
Village.
The name gives me chills.
And he was a hero in Maine, because after he left Salem village. He went to Maine to be a minister up there in one of, like, the furthest outposts. And he was, like, a warrior minister. He actually fought off the attacks that happened on his little town twice. And they still accused him of witchcraft later, even though he was a hero in saving people from that. Some of the very people that survived the second raid were the people that accused George Burroughs of being one of the male witches.
Oh my god. Like, can I just say, would watch the fuck out of this HBO show.
Right? Because,
even if it's historically fucking accurate, would watch the fuck out of. This is like Game of Thrones.
Right? Because, like, you had said, like, one of the modern theories is child abuse led to it. And I guess if Samuel Parris did it, you know, that could be seen as child abuse. Yeah. But more importantly, what I found interesting along with that was the fact that in a time where it's okay to lay hands on your wife, it's okay to lay hands on your servant, it's okay to lay hands on your kids, nobody's policing that the way we would today. The people who were known to be the worst abusers of their family and servants, like, they were some of the men that were accused of witchcraft, George Burroughs being one of them. He was, like, so heavy-handed with his wife.
I hate that term.
I don't want to go into the detail of the things that are in the book about what they said.
Is it pretty bad?
It's like she was cowering under the stairs from him and stuff because he was that violent. And, like, again, Puritan women were kind of used to being treated roughly by their men. Mm-hmm. So, like, that's got to be pretty bad that she's, right. like... You know, the book, the holy book tells her she's got to obey and love this man, but, like, she is literally hiding from him. Like, I feel like as a woman who's been trained in the Bible that way, mm-hmm. I haven't, so I don't know. But as a Puritan who was trained in the Bible that way, they would try not to go hide and cower because that would be seen as something against God. I think. I don't know.
That's already pretty bad.
It is.
You know, but just,
One of his wives, like, apparently the day after she gave birth, he was berating her because she wasn't doing enough.
Oh, my God. Some men be like that to this day.
Yeah, truth. But, we at least have some nice drugs.
Yeah.
But, like, I can't lie. The misinformation that surrounds Salem Village and what happened... Well, is one of the biggest things that, like, bothers me about it.
Would you say that Salem, the town itself, kind of embraces the misinformation? And
the town or the village? Well, you mean the current era.
The current era.
Yes, they do. They
absolutely embrace it.
I feel like they absolutely embrace the misinformation.
Embracing it in turn, like, promotes
that
misinformation?
Let me rewind what I've just said. So, they do tours through the jail. They do tours through all sorts of things that happen in Salem.
So morbid.
It is so morbid. I don't know how they present the information.
Okay.
You know, so I can't fully say that. Like, I know what I know because of the book by Stacey Schiff called The Witches, which she is one of America's, like, top acclaimed historians. And she went through all of the documentation, like, diaries from Cotton Mather, Samuel Parris, like, the wives of all these men.
Do you want to show up the book?
Surely. If you watch your morning witch videos.
Oh, sorry.
No, you're fine. I slipped on my shoe slipped. But you've seen this book multiple times if you watch my videos. But this is the book, and it's a complete historical account. Like, it's got, she gives you a cast of characters at the beginning, kind of like a play. Where she describes, like, in short order, she just kind of gives you an overview of everybody.
Oh, my God. I am getting old. Those are small words. Do they get bigger?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah.
I thought it was,
it's
like...
Just, I think it's just this part. It's so small. But, like, you know, it's got all the documentation that is left, because here's the thing. The people that ran Salem back in the day, after everything happened, they knew they done fucked up.
Right, so they wanted to destroy the evidence.
They
right,
fucking did. No, they did.
Also
there's
a
very
joke,
few,
right? You had said it was
yes,
a fucking
it was
joke.
A joke in the rest of the U.S. Like the South pre-Civil War, Salem, Massachusetts was the fucking joke of the U.S. Whereas, like after the Civil War, we all know it became the South, but pre-Civil War. It was Salem Village and
it.
How they fucking flipped their shit and executed a bunch of fucking innocent people. And, like, years later, they were all deemed innocent. Like, all of the everything was retracted. But here's the thing. At the time, the accused people, about half of them are related. The ones that aren't related are intertwined in different ways. And they're all beefing with the people that are accusing them of being witches. And a lot of it has to do with, like, this person was related to this person through marriage, and then that person died, and then they were battling legally over who got
like
the land.
Lands.
And who got, and sometimes it was like, oh, this guy killed my horses a bunch of years ago. He's a fucking witch.
And the thing is, it's not just Salem that used to happen to, like in the European witch trials we had talked about where it's like, okay, somebody wants your land. They're a witch.
Right.
You know?
Okay. So it gets even deeper with Salem though, because everybody that was over here in like the Samuel Parris, Cotton Mather, jailer world, they're all benefiting off of the suffering of all these other people who went to jail. Because here's the thing about Salem Village. You had to pay the jailer to be in jail.
What the fuck?
Yeah. So literally, here's the jailer who's not taking care of these women. He is starving them. They're not getting... The pregnant ones are dying.
Oh,
the babies
God.
Are dying.
So,
the
like,
little
are
kids
their husbands
are dying.
The one that have to pay for it then?
They go and they take their land. Because a couple of these people are couples that get... Like, Giles Corey, his wife was also one of the accused. There's a couple that escaped together.
Oh, my God. That's so romantic.
Right? They escaped witchcraft. That is so romantic.
That is like, kind of romantic.
Yes. I love that.
I know. I would watch that.
I didn't look at it that way, but it is romantic. Like, we're going to run away from witchcraft charges together.
That is couples going.
Fuck yeah.
I mean, honestly, like, I love that.
I can dig it.
Can you imagine?
I mean, yes, but no. Like, my husband and I want to run away from the world together, so I can't imagine.
Can I ask you a question, though? It's kind of unrelated. Do I look jolly in this fucking camera? Because I feel like my cheeks make me look jolly. Like fucking
maybe
Satan.
It's the highlighter.
Is it the highlighter?
I was noticing your highlighter earlier, so maybe it's
like,
the highlighter.
Holy shit, I look like Saint Nicholas. It's not even the time of year. If you want to see that, check us out
on
YouTube.
We need one more subscriber to get to 100.
Our goal that we've had for like a year. Help us out, guys. So if you're watching on YouTube, don't forget to like and subscribe and comment, because when you comment, it boosts our algorithm.
Oh, speaking of things that are boosting us, thank you to all our Patreons. Getting that out of the way now, too. Not out of the way. We love
you
guys.
Hey, Victoria.
Hey, Pam. Hey,
Pam.
Death by DVD, because I don't know if you answered my question
Death
yet,
by DVD.
So I'm not
Is
sure what name you want to say.
Missing?
Nope, we got the four. We love
Who
you guys.
Wants to
we
be
appreciate
our fifth?
You. That's right. Five is a magic number. Five pointed stars. Earth, air, fire, water. Spirit. You could be spirit. Anyway, so like the jailer would actually go in and just take their property.
That's okay. So would he take it for himself, or would he take it for the town?
No, he took it for himself. That's what he got.
Okay, first of all, jailer fucking has a lot to do with this, I think.
Well, that's why he was like, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, everybody fucking profited that wasn't like the accused people. And most of the people that were on the accuser's side or who were taking the record or performing the interrogations, they were mostly pro-Samuel Parris people. So, like, the town was pretty much divided. Half of them didn't want to pay Samuel Parris their preacher, and half of them were okay with paying Samuel Parris their preacher. And the half that weren't okay with paying the preacher, all of a sudden, the preacher's kids are saying you're okay. a fucking witch.
So, oh. I have a question
Sorry,
for you.
Sorry, I am anti-Samuel Paris.
If you had to cast Samuel Paris, who would you cast him as? Who do I hate? I'm like, who?
That's what I was thinking.
Well, it's, you know what? Who's a good actor that plays a good ass?
Oh my God, Tim Curry.
Oh God, I fucking hate Tim Curry. He is the perfect. Right.
Yep.
I didn't even have to, I was like, never mind. He's fucking great.
I was like, I was trying to pick, and then you were like, who do I hate? And I was like, she hates Tim Curry.
I'm like, Dakota Fanning has got to be like Abigail when she was a little girl.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh. Out fucking Emma Roberts is that
bitch. Oh, God damn. Emma Roberts is Mercy Lewis because Mercy motherfucking Lewis. All right. Mercy Lewis.
Let's get on this one.
Yeah, she was accused of being a witch, and then all of a sudden she was afflicted of witchcraft, and so now she becomes an accuser of a ton of people, including George Burroughs, who she lived in Maine with, and he was there defending the town when her family got massacred, and she was, I'm pretty sure she was his maid. She was his servant, and he beat her a lot.
Oh, well,
and
that's
that is
shitty.
Why she like accused him. She accused a lot of people though. Mercy Lewis, like if anybody was playing games, it was Mercy Lewis, and that's why she's our motherfucking Emma Roberts because
Emma Roberts. Did I say Watson? Mercy. I did not mean Emma Watson.
Did you?
I think I may have Emma Roberts.
Emma Roberts. See, it's funny because I heard Roberts. I knew we were going for the bitch. Right? And that's why it's Mercy Lewis.
So
because fuck that girl. If anybody was playing games, if anybody knew straight out that they were lying, if anybody wasn't coerced into what they said, it was Mercy Lewis.
So the
unless she was just trying to save her ass, but still, like she played too much.
Can I just say much. The one girl who was accused? It starts with a T. She was a
Tituba.
Tituba. Okay, I'm sorry.
Tituba
I'm casting
was
her
Samuel
as,
Paris.
I'm casting her as the Voodoo Queen from American Horror Story.
Oh, I was gonna go Eartha Kitt, young Eartha Kitt, because that is actually how I pictured.
Oh,
Tituba.
Really?
Yeah. Tituba. I always say Tituba because that's how I read it, but I'm pretty sure the proper pronunciation is Tituba. And for anybody who's out there offended that I keep saying Tituba, I apologize. It's going to happen. The last four letters of her name are T-U-B-A.
Yeah.
My brain says Tuba. I really try to remember it's Tituba. And Tituba was the first person who admitted to witchcraft.
Right.
She
and
was
then that
also
bitch
Samuel
Paris's. Down with him, didn't
well,
she
was the first one who admitted to witchcraft.
Uh-huh.
She was the first one who brought the signing a pact with Satan into play.
Right.
And she was not raised on the Puritan Bible.
Right.
Like all
she
these
knew
other
what
people.
She was doing.
She and lived. She lived with Samuel Paris. I'm sorry.
Okay.
She was his servant.
She knew.
She was coerced just like the kids were, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, and didn't
I feel
she say
like
that
Samuel
there was
Paris,
like seven other people? There was, it was
she
her
accused,
and
like
so
others,
many other
people, yeah.
Right?
She was the first one that brought that into play with these are the people that I practice witchcraft with. Because here's the thing, they were everybody that was doing the interrogations was convinced that you're not a witch alone. There's not just one witch. If we have a witch in our community, we have more witches in
There's
our community.
There's a coven.
Exactly. It's a conspiracy of witches.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it means, is a bunch of them getting together. So, like, she was the first one to bring in the pact with Satan. She was the first one to bring in the black man. Like, he's all in black. He's dressed in black. He's black-skinned. And by that, I do not mean, like, African person. I mean, like, from what I can tell from reading it, black like the cloth.
Okay, so you know? like a shadow person almost.
Basically, yeah, like Satan. What her concept of Satan was, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And she was the first one who was set free after confessing
right,
to being
exactly.
a witch.
Which makes me wonder, like, did the Samuel guy say, hey, I'll set you free?
Yes, I believe that he's the one that said,
oh,
you're why the girls are acting this way. You are a witch. You did these things. Like, I'm anti-Samuel Paris, guys. Like, there is no written record to prove my thoughts on this. So when I'm saying I think Samuel Paris did these things, I'm just saying, like, that's what I think based on everything I've read.
Right, okay. Because, so this is a theory.
Yes, this is a theory. This is my theory. I have no idea who trucks with it as well, but I believe that Samuel Parris was the one whispering in everybody's ear, making this begin, because he was the one that profited the most. Mm-hmm. Half the town wanted him gone, and he was one of the preachers that they had for the longest. You know why they had him for so long? Because he was so holy that Satan had to conspire against him with sending witches to his town. This is how the Puritan mind thought. This is how they preached it out in church.
God,
these are things Cotton Mather wrote down. Like, yes, Satan is coming for us here in Massachusetts, because Massachusetts is the promised land. We are eking out survival on this unforgiving land, and we're doing God's work and blah, 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 blah. So Satan is coming after us because we are so holy. That is truly what they thought. So Samuel Parris profited the most out of the Salem witch trials. And they all started in his house. And everybody that said, I went to a black mass with all these other witches, they all did it in Samuel Parris's back pasture.
It sounds like the megachurch one of my family members goes to, if I'm being honest with you.
Seriously, though, like,
it really does.
It does, but, like, I'm not kidding. That's why it's like, he profited the most. It started in his home with his daughter, his niece, and his servant.
Oh my God. I need a show. I need an HBO TV show.
Well, and then, like,
I mean, it sounds fucking...
It gets crazier, too, because, like John Indian...
It's so, like, twisted and fucked up, just like all of history.
Well, John Indian was Tituba's husband.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
So, John Indian, who obviously lived in the Parris household because...
Uh-huh. She was his slave.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. He and Mary Sibley, who is another person that lives in Salem Village, they are the only two people to have actually been known to perform witchcraft during this time. Mary Sibley made what's called a witch cake.
Okay, so I read about that, and that was... Like, it had urine in it.
Yeah, it had pee in it, and you have to bake it and feed it to a dog, and then the dog will identify who the witches are.
Bitch! Okay? That bitch just pulled that shit out of her ass.
Right, like, well, and I mean, maybe that, like, they do some weird, I mean,
that is weird.
I do believe, I do declare that that could, I'm sorry.
Maybe that's a real thing.
Yeah, maybe that's a real thing. But it is fucked up.
Because it was the urine of the victims.
Yes.
So that the dog
And it was baked into, yeah. And Samuel Parris was pissed about it.
Right,
I remember. He was fucking pissed. He was like, you are drawing it to my house by performing witchcraft in my house. Mary Sibley was never on trial. Never. John Indian, never on trial. But he became one of the biggest male accusers. You know why? Because he saw the fucking writing on the wall. Just saying. It's just saying, like, he started, like, convulsing in court once. However, all of the convulsing in court,
could
saying
have to
I'm being poked with pins, seeing people fly above, could do with the poisoning, the ergot poisoning. Mm-hmm. Because, like, I truly believe the ergot was a huge thing. Because, like, they would be in the local tavern, and one of the girls who wanted attention would be like, oh, my God, somebody's flying overhead. And the men... that are in, like, the young men in town, like, one of them stabs this thing with a pitchfork. Now, there's nothing there. But the girl says, oh, this person is flying around our heads. And he's like, I'll take care of it, and stabs the air with a pitchfork. And she's like, yeah, you got her. Or him. I can't remember who it was that was flying
what
around.
What the fuck? It's like...
And that's why I go, like, everybody was tripping ball sacks.
I hope to God that they were, and it wasn't just like
mass hysteria. Like,
mass
yeah.
hysteria. Because right. I know mass hysteria is a thing. Mm-hmm. As a matter mm-hmm. of fact, I think that we may be in the middle of a mass hysteria.
Well, and I mean, like, because, like, there's this thing, this has nothing to do with the Salem witch trials, but there was this thing that happened in, like, Germany or somewhere way back in, like, the 1300s, 1600s. I don't know, long ass time ago. Where an entire city, like, half the people dance themselves to death.
I read about
right,
that.
Exactly,
yes.
Right? And
it
they
was
believe
like one
it's possibly something like ergot poisoning, that it was like mass hysteria plus us being psychedelically poisoned without realizing it. Your brain's fucked up and you can't stop the action because you're fucked up on some substance, but you didn't know because you're all eating fucking ergot poisoned food.
Well, and I think, you know, the ergot poisoning could be a thing, but then also people, when you get them together and they do crazy shit, we'd be doing crazy shit. That's why they say, like, if you're in a fucking mass mob, get the fuck out. Because you, it's almost like you can't control yourself. Right, like, it's
also,
weird.
Also, think about it. You live in a town where everybody's so fucking religious. Like, so the Puritan mindset was like, I have to watch my neighbor to keep him in line. So everybody's constantly watching everybody else.
God, that makes me paranoid.
Yeah, right? So, A, you're always, yes, exactly, very paranoid. Nobody's supposed to keep secrets. Like, one of the male people being accused, or two of the males that are accused, part of the suspicion about them is that they didn't want their business out there everywhere. They told their servants, like, you are not to talk about what happens in my house outside of my house. And so that made them suspected witches because they didn't want their business told. Right. So, like, the Puritan mindset's to watch each other, right? So when you live in this society, right, mm-hmm. and all of a sudden it's like, that person's a witch, you got to double down on, I'm not a witch. So then how do you prove you're not a witch? Well, either you're being afflicted by
or
the witches, or you're accusing somebody else. So, like, some people probably did it for safety's sake. I don't know. But, like, I don't know. I like to think that, but I like more to think that it was less an option at all because they were just poisoned. And so, like, when you're in an altered state, mm-hmm. like, if you have too much marijuana, it's like you get fucked up. You, like, you don't think right. If you don't sleep enough, you don't think right. You know,
yeah,
so
if
when
you don't
you're,
sleep, you can hallucinate.
Exactly. So when you're all, like, in the head, when your neighbors say that all this shit's going on, what do you do?
Oh, my God. Because it's not just you being fucked up in your head. You have somebody outside of your own head kind of confirming, mm-hmm. you know. And like exactly. they say, when you're dealing with somebody with mental illness or who is tripping, you're not supposed to confirm their fucking delusions because that makes them even more fucking delusional.
Right.
Which is why people who hallucinate or have mental health issues that cause them to hallucinate are not supposed to tell you where their hallucinations are, because if they do and you look where their hallucinations are,
they
well then
you're
seeing
it too.
Yes, exactly. So, like, yeah. that just adds to everything.
Yeah.
Mm. That's terrible.
I mean, it had to be a crazy time to live in, but I do find it highly fucking amusing that it was kind of the butt of the joke of the nation.
Where are you from? Salem.
I would like to believe that Salem itself has, like, the desire to get the truth out there.
Right.
I would like to think that, because here's the thing. Salem back in the day, like I started to kind of touch on earlier, they got rid of, like, most of the real transcripts that existed. Mm-hmm. They didn't take very accurate notes. The people taking the notes were, half of them were accusers or on the side of the accusers. So everything that's in written record is 100% biased.
Oh, absolutely.
Like,
always,
half the time,
always.
Always. Half the time, like, the denials weren't even recorded. It was like, she said no, but she was lying. You know
right,
what I mean?
Right.
Like, we have evidence. This child is bored straight and can't be bent in half while she's talking. Obviously, she's a witch. Like, that's literally stuff that happened.
Good God.
A lady named Bathsheba threw a shoe at one of the witches. Hit him in the head.
Damn, that is rude as shit.
Bathsheba Pope. I find it funny.
That's her name?
Yes.
I wonder what one did to her to make her mad.
She was like, you're a witch? Stop lying! Oh, like, seriously, God. I'm not kidding. That's pretty much, like,
dude,
not verbatim.
Well, I'm curious on what everybody else thinks happened in Salem. Do you have your own theories? Like, I really like Amber's theory, if I'm being honest with you, about it all being a conspiracy by that fucker.
Dude, y'all, read that book. Like, seriously, it's crazy.
Seriously. Do you think it has to do with the fungus? Do you think it was jealousy, child abuse? What do you think? I think the probability of it being the fungus is just, you know.
So I'm going to revert to read the book, read the actual factual history. Don't just come up with your own theory, because there's real history there. The only, like, the theories are, was the ergot a contributing factor?
Right.
Were these children abused? But when you put the child abuse part into perspective of Samuel Parris coercing the children into causing all of this.
Now, was that a written down theory or is that your own?
The Samuel Parris or the child
abuse? Samuel Parris coercing the girl.
No, that's my own theory.
Okay.
But when you say, because like the thing you sent me said child abuse and I was like, that's not... It's not really the, but when you put it in the terms of coercion, then I do see it as the child, like, it could be child abuse. Do you
believe,
for sure.
What should we call that? Like, Amber's theory? Do you believe in Amber's theory that it's all, like, a fucking conspiracy?
Well, I don't believe it's all a conspiracy. I believe that the ergot is a huge, I think the ergot is a contributor, like, Samuel Parris started the fire, but the ergot is how it was able to spread.
Now, do you think he ate the... He ate the same thing
that everybody ate.
So he was affected himself.
Yes, absolutely. But like, again, read on it. Don't just come up with your own theories. Don't look online and see everybody else's theories on what happened. Like, go read the actual few bits of historical record we have left from that time so that you can get a clear picture of what was going on in the town and the village. Because Salem Town and Salem Village are two separate places. They are two completely different places. And the thing...
The truth is out there.
It is!
Oh my God, that's our next bumper sticker.
Oh my God, fuck yeah! It is! It's out there. So find us on the socials. Tell us your thoughts on the Salem Witch Trials and educate yourselves, please.
Thanks for sitting with us for a spell.
That's right.
Hey, you. Yes, you. Are you looking for a new podcast that appeals to your scientific curiosity, but is also a little bit spooky?
Show me how I died in a past life.
Well, look no further, because this cat is where it's at.
He had concerns about the ethics surrounding AI, feeling they had achieved consciousness.
Curious Cat Podcast examines the shadowy space where science and the supernatural collide. Listen every week with your host, Jennifer Hotz, as she and her guests explore what it means to be a soul in a meat suit.
We were healing karma together. They were all kind of predestined to resolve something.
Listen on all your favorite streaming apps and continue the conversation on Twitter at CuriousCatPodCA or find Jennifer and all her links at Jennifer L. Hotz, spelled H-O-T-E-S, .com.